Hi, thanks for contacting Local Splash. My name is Joyce. How can I help you?
Joyce is your name?
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes. Okay, hey, Joyce. This is Jason Lowry. I have a concrete company that I'm closing down. I'm going to work for somebody else, and I'm needing to shut my website down and stop payment on it. Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry to know that you're looking to discontinue your service here at Jason, but before we finalize your decision to cancel, allow me for a few minutes to pull up your account, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right. Thank you so much for patiently waiting, Jason. I was able to pull up the account here. Let me just verify this is for business. Lowry's Concrete Concepts.
That's right.
Okay. Thank you. All right, yeah, I'm just loading some information here, Jason. Okay, yeah, I understand that you mentioned you'll be closing down the business because you're going to work for someone else, right? First, I want to say congratulations, Jason, okay, on your new opportunity. And yes, and also I just wanted to let you know, okay, what will happen to the account if we cancel. Everything we have set up, okay, will be gone, and starting later, you know, would mean starting from scratch. So instead of like fully canceling the account here, Jason, why not we put the account here on pause? So that way, you know, you have the flexibility, you know, if you decide to reopen your business in the future, you know, we can reactivate quickly without having to rebuild everything.
Okay. Y'all can do that and stop payment at the same time on the account.
Yes, that is correct. And also, is there, isn't there a family member who will take over the business while you work for someone else?
No, I mean I'm taking a truck driving business. I'm taking a job driving a truck. So it's not going to be carrying on as far as I can tell, and it's expensive to keep it up. We had a rough winter, and I've been talking to some other people about different avenues, so.
Oh, okay, I see. So, like, the decision to, like, fully close the business, you know, it's not yet 100% decided.
Yeah, but it's looking like it, so.
Okay. Oh.
I mean, I'll leave it up to you. As long as the payment stops on the account, I mean, if you want to put it on pause where people won't be calling me, you know, through it'll be off.
Mm.
It won't be for the public to still reach me on
Okay. Yeah, we can, let me see. Yeah, because for the Google Business Profile, we can, let me just pull it up. Yeah, for the website, we can, like, temporarily take it down. Okay, well, and also for the Google profile, it's visible to the public. Maybe, you know, we can just update the business hours that you're temporarily closed. Okay, so that way,
I mean, would it be that, just, can we just shut it down completely, please? I don't want it off the internet.
Okay.
So, and just, I just want, whatever you gotta do to make the payment stop, I'm ready to close this website down.
Okay, for the website we can take it down, definitely. But for the Google Business Profile, it's completely different from the website. So I think we can only assign there. We can change the business hours to close, that this business is closed. So no one will contact you while, you know, not operating
So for the domain access, is it my username 706-502-5711?
The username for, you know, when you log into the local Splash dashboard. But for the domain,
I do need that.
You will be needing the domain, concreteconcepts.com, or the local Splash dashboard access.
Just the domain name and password.
Oh, okay. The domain, JSON is actually part of your package. Okay. So if you wanted to keep the domain is available to purchase. Okay, at $99.
Okay.
I'm talking about the website domain. Yeah, if you're referring to the website domain, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll go ahead and do that. So what is there a password to the LowrysConcreteConcepts.com, and is it a password?
If you buy the domain from us, that's $99, right? And we will send you the EPP code. So this EPP code, this is like a unique characters or numbers, and you will forward this information to your new registrar. So this registrar will be the one to maintain the domain for you, making sure that, you know, it's renewed. Okay.
Okay.
So, right.
Y'all will send me that code?
Yes, that is right.
You'll email me the code. Okay.
Yes, that is correct. Should I go ahead and process the domain transfer fee now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, let me just prepare an invoice. But I just want to let you know as well, Jason, that we do offer hosting here at Local Splash. If you wanted to ensure, you know, that the domain doesn't expire, yeah, we can do that for you.
So what does that mean?
So, for hosting, we can do $39 per month, okay, just to ensure that but for the website, if you wanted to, like, fully take down, but, you know, at the same time, make sure that the domain doesn't expire, yeah, we can do that. So it's $39 per month, okay, for hosting.
Okay. I suppose so.
I do apologize, Jason. I was not able to catch that.
It just seems like there's always another fee, no matter which direction I turn on stuff. Yes, I want to do the nine. I want to get the domain. I want to buy it.
Okay, I understand. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I have created an invoice for you here. I'll go ahead and process the $99 payment.
Okay.
Okay.
And when will the monthly fee stop drafting? You know, for the website.
For the website, like when it will be taken down?
Yeah.
Yeah, this will be taken down today, Jason.
Okay, and then I won't be charging them all for the website beyond this point.
Yes, you won't be charged for the whole bundle beyond this point.
Okay.
So we can still pause this the account here, okay? Maybe for 3 months, okay? And then after 3 months, we can check back with you and see, you know, how's everything is doing. Okay, what would be your, what's your plans, for the business?
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, I have successfully processed here payments for the domain. I'll reach out to our website team now, okay, to send you the EBP code. So this will be emailed to you, okay? And, again, the EBP, you will be able to complete the transfer, once you give the EBP code to your new registrar.
Okay. I will get that today.
Let me see. Yeah, usually within today, you will be able to receive the EBP code.
Okay. All right. I'll be looking for that.
Mm-hmm.
I do appreciate it.
Okay. Yeah, you're very welcome, Jason. So, I have already submitted your request here. Okay. And we'll put the account here on pause until July, okay? Before July 9th, we will give you a call to follow up.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah, let me know, Jason, if you have any questions.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, I really appreciate you calling us today, though.
I appreciate y'all services. It was good.
All right. Yeah. So yeah, it's been a pleasure working with you, and hopefully if circumstances change, okay, we can continue supporting your business, and we'd be more than happy to help you again. So. Yeah, we will talk again, okay, in 3 months. Okay. So, and if ever you wish to reactivate the account though, early, just give us a call, okay?
Okay.
Mhm. All right. Yeah. Bye-bye for now, Jason. You have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.